Hello, Angela.
Yes, how are you?
Good. Are you ready to get this going?
Yeah, and then I just have a couple questions.
Sure.
So one, in the terms and conditions, it says if you cancel with the website, which we would at least give it a 3-month trial period anyways, if you cancel and you guys create a website for us or a web page, we would have to pay 12 months for you to release that page?
No. It would just be a $99 fee to transfer it wherever you want.
Okay, got you. And meaning by transfer, we would have it transferred, or it would just still be just to be released to us?
Yeah, just to be released to y'all or essentially wherever you would want it hosted. We'd coordinate for you actually, like wherever you take the website, like whether that was like Wix or GoDaddy, we'd just be able to do that transfer for you, and that's just the process to do it, just to make sure.
Okay, got you.
That makes sense.
Okay, and then if we are ever in the future, like is there a cheaper one for some reason if we feel like it's not going with, or I guess you could put a seasonal hold on it, right?
Yeah, we can always put a seasonal hold on it, as well as there's one lower tier, but honestly, that just takes care of the local SEO. It isn't as like well-formed, like well-versed in better terms on your marketing.
Okay.
But that's an option as well if you so chose down the road, or sometimes people do it when they find enough success too, and they just kind of want to downgrade.
Okay. And then one more thing is you quoted $299, but in the terms and conditions it says $249. So do you guys grant that or no granting that or?
With that, it must have been for it. There's two different types of platinum packages, and that one must have been for a different location. I apologize, because depending on position and like where it's coming from, it has different takes. So I apologize.
Okay. That's okay. No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure. And then so we would be paying $299 a month.
That is correct. It'd just be $299 today, and then every 26th of the month, it would be a $299 recurring charge.
Okay, and then one more, and then I just want to clarify, and then you guys are going to help build the page and you're going to waive that cost, correct?
Yeah. Since we're getting you signed up today and you are so on the spot with everything, I'm going to go ahead once we get everything start processing. I'll get that, I'll reach out. I already pinged my supervisor. I'm just kind of waiting for him to get back to me and I'll have him remove that setup fee.
Okay, yeah. Then we're, ready to
fantastic. Let's go ahead and get this started. So I have your first name, Angela. Is your last name Vendos? Venados?
William. Mine is William. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to ask some questions real quick, and then we can get into the payment side of things. So what are y'all's hours of operation?
Usually 7 to 4, or 7 to 5 you could put.
Monday through Friday?
Actually, I'm going to just put 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
No Sundays?
No Sundays.
And you are licensed and insured?
No.
To both?
No, to both, correct.
Okay. Just put getting it.
We're pretty small, so my husband's getting his license, but we're not doing the insurance because it's just him and two other guys right now.
Okay, perfect. And y'all do landscaping. Are there any specific services you'd like us to market you for that you like doing, the jobs you like?
It would be landscaping, gardening, fencing, pavers, I guess like hardscaping, power washing, and then like gutter cleanings. I guess that would go under power washing and irrigation. The main things are irrigation, the hardscaping, which would be pavers, decking, fencing, and then the gardening and maintenance and cleanups. He does a lot of cleanups.
Perfect. And what are some specific, like zip codes, cities or counties you're wanting to be marketed in?
It's usually San Mateo County. You want me to send the lights on?
Okay, San Mateo County.
I don't know. Actually, if Palo Alto is under San Mateo County. Let me see. Oh, it's, I guess, Santa Clara County. San Mateo and Santa Clara County are the two counties.
Santa Clara, perfect.
And San Mateo.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh. And what's a good billing address for you?
The billing address is 6363 Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E Avenue, number 2020. Yeah, and it's number 2024. Emeryville, California.
94608. And what kind of card is this going to be?
Visa or Visa debit.
And I'm ready for that card number.
Okay. It is 4347-6971-0428-1651.
And the expiration date?
0528.
And the CV code, please.
964.
Perfect. Now, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the uptick in traffic we're going to get you and just the sheer amount of calls you're going to receive, the likelihood of a scam call coming in is pretty likely. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So we set up a security question. So if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you should ask them this, and we should answer it immediately for you. Now, we have three options for that security question for you. It's either going to be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
Okay, and what's the answer for that?
River, R-I-V-E-R. Fisher.
That's cute.
And you said with this password, and I'd be getting scam calls. For who, what scam calls would I be getting that I would give this password to? Like, these are people, because my number's going, our number's going to be on the internet, and we're going to get?
Yeah,
yeah. Have to give somebody a...
No, it's just going to be, people skim the internet all the time for people getting a lot of traffic. So they have a lot of different things that they try to do. I mean, this is primarily just to make sure that no one tries to pose as us, which is pretty unlikely. But
saying, oh, okay, like we want to upgrade your package, things like that, like marketing calls.
Anything like that like they'll like try, because just nowadays it's absolutely rampant how far they go to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just don't want to put you in that situation at all.
Thank you.
For sure. Now, before I can complete this purchase, I just have to do something called our voice verification. It's just an added form of protection for you, and it outlines our service agreement. But if at any point that I'm going through this, you're confused about what I'm saying, just go ahead and pause me, and I'll go ahead and explain whatever you're puzzled about. Sound good?
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
E&A Bonato.
All right. And please state your name and the title within the business.
My full name or my first name? I guess it
doesn't matter. Your full name as well as your title within the business.
Angela Williams, owner. Co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user of the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And if you could pull up your contacts, I'm going to give you our phone number. It should be the only one we contact you from, as well as how you'll contact us. You can make this contact under Local Splash, and I can give you that number when you're ready.
Okay, hang on. Oops, that's wrong. Okay.
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay. 877-635-6225.
Correct. That is it.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Fantastic. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged. Okay. I need to get that thing off. He pinged me. Let me put you on a brief hold real quick. I have to get this the setup fee removed. It'll only take me a minute or two. I'll be right back.
No problem.
No problem. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll be back there in a couple minutes. Sorry. I'll come back in a couple minutes.
Okay, I got that handled. Thank you for I got that removed for us. All right, your payment for the term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 26th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. All right, well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be such a game changer for your business and help you grow and just really find the dominance that you want in your area. But there's just 2 things that we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email just with our terms and conditions. If you could sign that for me, and then we could schedule your client interview.
Okay. I didn't get it as a text. Might take a second. It's in an email also. Oh, wait, here. It just came through.
Perfect.
Okay, so it's the terms and conditions that you sent previously.
Yeah, it's going to be the same terms and conditions. It's just this one's going to have a little place to sign at the bottom of it. We'll have you sign in. It should have sent you your credentials, which your username is going to be your phone number, and then they should have sent you a password.
On the text, I think it's a... the email on YouTube. I think I have completed it. I'm not sure. Oh, wait, here's the credential links. Wait. It just said that link expired. I did something wrong because it says invalid credential. Oh, it's probably because they put spaces.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I think I sealed as Ina Bonato's. I don't know if you need my the apartment number, 6363, or the condo number. Do you need that?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I see this here. And did you get the document that signed? Did that go over and accept?
Yeah, once you sign it, you would click accept from there, and then it should give you something along the lines of we're working on your dashboard once you complete that.
Yeah, I said that.
Awesome. Fantastic. So let's go ahead and get your client interview scheduled. Now, we don't have any ones available for today or for that matter this week. So what time Monday would be fine for you?
Probably actually either Monday in the evening, or you can do Monday in the evening if something available.
We could do 3 o'clock if that would work.
Yeah, 3 o'clock would work, or Wednesday.
Wednesday? I mean, I could either do 3 o'clock on Monday, or Wednesday's wide open as well.
Okay, let's do Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday at 12. Oh gosh, because I have my own work. Okay, wait. I think.
Just the only time. You're fine. The only time they can't do it Wednesday is at noon because that's when they take lunch.
Oh, okay. That probably would have been the time, but let me see.
Oh, of course.
Isn't that funny? Okay, Wednesday. So. And how long is the interview for?
Generally 20 to 40 minutes, just depending on how many details they need to gather from you.
Okay. Let's make it for Monday at 3. We'll be back.
Monday at 3? Sweet.
Yes, please. That. I'll leave work earlier, cut out.
All right. Well, Angie, we have all of that scheduled. They're going to call you at this phone number if that's okay, the 650-285-8283. Is that okay?
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. And I got from you.
Perfect. And, yeah, you can go ahead and accept that, and I'll actually be on that call to open up and introduce you to the actual specialist handling everything. Pretty much from here, we are all good to go. Again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a business-changing experience with us and just a great opportunity for both sides.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and effort.
Of course. I appreciate you taking the time with it as well. I'll speak with you Monday, and we can get the ball rolling on all this.
Okay, sounds great. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.